David Schaefer joins us from NPR. He covers the airline industry. David has been all over the story about how the coronavirus is wreaking havoc on this industry, not just with cancellations, of course, to China, which was the first big stories, but now just the fact that so many different airline routes, even domestic routes, are half full or being canceled on a daily basis. David Schaefer, welcome back to the program.
That's right. Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Jess.
All right, so let's get in. I know this has been an exhausting week for you, and I know that you continue to do great work over there. So let's talk about this. The airline industry obviously plays a big role in this. Tomorrow, the president is supposed to start talking about, you know, I don't want to use the word bailout, but economic stimulus packages for travel industry. Will that include the airline industry, you think?
Well, that's not entirely clear at this point. The airlines haven't, to my knowledge anyway, asked for any sort of bailout. They may get some relaxation of some taxes. That seems to be the way the administration wants to handle it with some of the other industries. So we'll have to wait and see if what the details show. But the airlines are suffering. They're getting hit very, very hard. People are canceling trips. Business travel is suspended. You know, non-essential travel for all kinds of business people has been come to a screeching halt here in the last couple of weeks, and that's really hurting the airlines' bottom line.
I was going to say, David, we've been on this talk to before about this, that how it seems that the airlines have been running pretty razor-thin margins. I mean, they're charging us for everything to walk onto an airline. I mean, they charge $40 for me to walk on the, past the gate. I can't imagine any sort of stoppage or cancellation or anything like this that's worldwide that affects airlines. They can handle this. Can they bounce back from something like this?
To a certain degree, they can't. I mean, you know, we've had just an unbelievable run in the economy over the last 11 years or so. So this last decade, you know, the airlines, I mean, they were just reeling in the early, 2008, 2009, 2010. It was a slow recovery, but demand for air travel continued to go up. What the airlines did, as you alluded to, is in order to try to stimulate more people to get on planes, to generate interest in travel, they've done a lot to try to keep their fares, their base fares, extremely low, and then charges for everything else. So right. You want to check a bag, you got to pay. And some airlines, you want to bring a carry-on, you got to pay for that. If you want an aisle seat, you want a window seat, that's going to cost you extra. If you want a little more legroom, that's going to cost quite a bit, you know. So there's all these different tiers of airline seating now, and that's how the airlines are really stacking up their profits. But it's all predicated on these planes being relatively full as well. That's their base bottom line, is like, at least if nobody buys the upgrades, as long as the plane is full or nearly full, we still make money. And they've had a really good run these last several years, so they've really had, you know, record profits, close to record profits the last, you know, 4, 5, 6 years. So it's been good from that standpoint, and they've been investing in new aircraft, and they've been trying to make the experience a little bit better for customers to the extent they can, and not hurt the bottom lines. But this is a huge, huge setback.
You're hearing so much about canceling flights or people canceling their flights out of fear and worry. The industry itself seems to be, the story that there are cutting fares. You can go to certain places that you may couldn't have gone before if you're risk averse, I guess is the point. Is that how you're going to see it in the next couple months? Are they just going to slash prices and hope that gets some of the people who want to roll the dice to travel?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that some airlines are like introducing fare sales, like Alaska, for example, have, you know, introduced a very quick little thing. They played it on the whole set, you know, the clocks jumping ahead, or, you know, springboard type sale. And they had fares as low as $20 one way for routes from like Seattle to Portland.
Wow.
And so, I mean, not very far. I think Los Angeles to Las Vegas, those really short haul flights. But even, you know, O'Hare, I was looking into it. O'Hare to Portland, $89. O'Hare to Seattle, $89 for the basic economy fares. There weren't a ton of flights available in that price range, but they were slashing fares to try to stimulate activity and people to book. And then the airlines are also kind of counting on, they've relaxed their cancellation policies and their change fees. if you want to change a flight, if you book a flight and you get the non-refundable kind and the unchangeable kind, to actually change that, if it's not basic economy, you have to pay $150, $200 or even more to change it to a different day, to a different flight. So they've suspended those to try to encourage people to buy tickets now. But if you bought tickets back in February or January for a spring break trip, that first week of April, and you want to cancel just because you're not comfortable flying, you'll probably lose the value of that flight or just get some sort of reduced credit.
Yeah, that's a bulk of America. I mean, that's really, you see so many different people. I'm included in that. And you're seeing, you know, because spring break in Chicago is a little later, it's in April, people are kind of hedging bets and waiting to see how this plays out. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's it going to come down to? Is it just going to come down to the State Department or the White House to say, hey, listen, no flights to here, no flights to there, everyone else okay? Or is it really going to be you're taking your own risk?
Actually, if that happens, you're in much better shape, because if they say, okay, we're no longer flying to, you know, obviously China, if that's off limits and you bought a ticket to China, you're going to get some sort of refund on that because that's prohibited. You can't, there's nothing you can do about that. That's the government saying you can't go there. So, you know, if you've booked tickets to Mexico and you just want to wait it out, and maybe in 3-4 weeks everything will be good, and that's when you're flying, you might as well just wait it out. The airlines are being a little bit more forgiving now. They don't want to alienate their customer base at a time of crisis like this. So there's a little bit of flexibility possibly. If you've used a travel agent, that's even better. Travel insurance, unfortunately, probably won't help you unless you bought insurance that allows you to cancel for any reason. There's a specific type of insurance that cancel for any reason, and then that allows you to cancel for any reason. But, you know, I just booked my tickets the end of last week for spring break, and the fares kept dropping. There was no announced sale, but both, you know, all the airlines, I'm going to flying into a Mexican port, and, you know, all the airlines kept dropping their fares. So every day I checked, they'd be a little bit lower. Every day I checked, they'd be a little bit lower. It just went down and down and down.
My last question for you, David, just quickly, is just, you know, are there, you know, obviously you see all the kind of the remedies, DIY remedies, where they turn the air on or they wipe stuff down. Is that really where we're still at? Or should you be concerned for bigger problems when trying to avoid this?
You know, a lot of people are taking wipes onto the planes with them and wiping down their tray, right? Wiping down their armrests and their headrests and everything else because they have no idea who was on there before. And if you think about it, that's probably a good idea. I've talked to some people who travel a lot and they say, yeah, they do that all the time because they don't trust the airline's cabin crews who are supposed to get in and out so quickly and turn those planes for the next flight. So they do it themselves, and that's fine. The airlines say that they're doing a much more thorough job right now. If they find out that they carried a passenger or a crew member who has the coronavirus, test positive after the fact, they deep clean those planes to an extent that only happens maybe, you know, once or twice a year, but it's really, really thorough. So I think you can have some trust in that, and I think you can have some trust in that if you're not ill yourself and if you haven't been around anybody who's ill, that you might have a pretty good chance. Now, the way this is spreading and the way it's growing, you know, every day we're finding out about new cases in new places, and so that is a concern. And it does seem that we're hearing more about cases that were spread not through somebody knowing an individual or being next to an individual who's also tested positive, but that community sort of conveyance of the disease. So there's a lot unknown still, and it's unknown if you should, you know, cancel your plans or not. I mean, I think what the CDC is saying, and the CDC has great information on their website about travel, and I encourage people to check that out, but check with their airlines individually. But if you are older, if you have some underlying health issues, health problems, it is probably a good idea that you cancel and that you do not travel at this time.
That's good to know. I got to let you go.
Exercise extreme caution.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I got to let you go here, David. Get back to work. David Shaper, airline reporter for NPR. Thanks, buddy.